Good evening and God bless everybody. This is Truth Be Told, Church of the Living Christ. And here we swear to tell the truth and nothing but the truth, so help us God, amen. And today we're going to be discussing holiness. Today the topic is holiness. I know that the book that we read as Christians is a holy Bible, praise God. I know that the God we serve is a holy God. I know that the spirit we claim we have is also holy. Holiness is a powerful topic. And today we're going to dive into it. Amen. Now let's start with a prayer. Oh dear Heavenly Father God, I ask right now that you come forth to anybody right now that is willing to listen to the truth of God and receive a blessing. I ask that you come forth right now in their homes, dear God, and you remove those barriers, those things that are keeping them from receiving the truth of God this evening. Hallelujah. Amen. So once again, we're going to be talking about holiness. And you know me, I like to get right into the word of God. So we're going to start off with Hebrews chapter 12, verses 14 and 15. And this is in the King James Version. Praise God. Now it reads, follow peace with all men and holiness, for without which no man shall see the Lord. See to it that no one falls short of the grace of God, and that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble and defile many other brothers and sisters. Once again, Hebrews chapter 12, verses 14 and 15 reads, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. See to it that no man falls short of the grace of God, and that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble and defile many. Wow. I know when I read that, as a man of God, I think about one of the many traditional things that is said in the church today and has been said for many years, and that is that we all fall short. That's a popular saying among many claimed believers today. We all fall short. See, the Bible is spiritually discerned because there's many things without the spiritual discernment you would think contradicts itself. Praise God. The truth is that the writings of Paul are not easy to understand, and many interpret them to their own destruction. That's actually a scripture from the Bible also. Do some research. Rightly divide. I'm giving you many scriptures today, but I would like for you guys to also search and go on an Easter egg hunt for some scriptures also. Praise God. So, once again, the Bible is telling us today that we are to have peace with all men, to follow peace with all men. When people are peaceful with you, you must follow in suit and fashion and have peace with them also. And holiness, you are to be holy, because without it, you will not see the Lord. You will not be awaiting his coming. When he appears in the clouds on that last day, you will not see him. You will be swept away. You will be the one in the field who was left. You have to understand that the word of God is not a game. This is the house of God. This is the word of God. This is God speaking. You cannot come in this house and say that you are a believer, but choose not to follow the instructions that the leader is giving us. Amen. That's part of being a Christian, is following instructions regarding Christians and disciples of Christ. Amen. Now, once again, without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. You will not see him. You will not see him. This is one of those examples here on how you have to have spiritual discernment. Because every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. Everyone, even the sinner, will see him on that last judgment day. However, on the day when he's going to pour out his wrath is what's being referred to in these scriptures. And you have a man of God revealing that to you today. That's why it says, without which no man shall see the Lord. Obviously, you're going to see the Lord, whether you're wicked or righteous, on that last day of judgment. But on the day when he's going to pour out that wrath and set aside those who are already sanctified, they will not even see him coming. Like those who were getting married and worrying about getting married in the days of Noah. They didn't see him coming. Some of them were in the middle of a wedding. How many of you guys have pastors who have done skits where they interrupt a service and make it seem like Jesus is coming, and someone runs in and starts panicking, and the church erupts into panic because they believe that Jesus just came back? And some of them are scared and like they've seen a ghost, because they know that they was living a lie. It's going to be as those days, the Bible says. People are going to be doing their own thing. They're not going to be regarding the things of God. They're not going to be following Jesus Christ with their bodies. The Lord will be on their lips, but he will not be in their heart. They will be overtaken by the wrath of God. They will not see the wrath even coming, even though the signs are here. Praise God. Now, let us continue with the word of God and let's dive into more scriptures. Amen. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 7. For God has not called us for the purpose of impurity, but in sanctification. Because to be sanctified is to be made pure. God did not call us to be impure, but to be holy. Holiness is what sanctifies a believer. Hallelujah. We have to thank God that he paved the way to be reconciliated with the Almighty God. And that is through righteousness. Jesus Christ, who knew no sin, a man of righteousness, paved the way for us. We are to follow him. We are to conform to the image of Christ. That means to be, think, and act like the Son of God. So we too could be adopted and become sons of God through the way that the one and only begotten Son paved for us. Hallelujah. Now, in Isaiah 35:8, it reads, a highway will be there, a roadway, and it will be called the highway of holiness. The unclean will not travel on it, but it will be for him who walks that way, and fools will not wander on it. Praise God. Can I get a witness today? Hallelujah. In the house of God, the revelations we receive, how grateful should we be to receive them in these trying times? Amen. We just said that there's a way that Jesus paid for us. He's the way, the truth, and the life. Hallelujah. And in the Old Testament, the prophets prophesied. They referred it as a highway, a roadway. And it will be called the highway of holiness. The way that Jesus Christ paved through his righteousness and obedience to God, and how he put God's will over his own will. Hallelujah. He paved the way. He made a way. He showed us the way to the Father. And that way is through sanctification. That way, my brothers and sisters, is through holiness. Holiness is how you conform to the image of the one and only begotten Son, the one you claim is your Lord and your Savior. These are mysteries being revealed. God promised that he was going to unravel the mysteries to his apostles in these times to share with the children so they could understand that these spiritually discerned truths are from God. Hallelujah. Now, in Ephesians 4:24, it reads, and put on the new self, which is in the likeness of God, has been created in righteousness and holiness of the truth. Once again, Ephesians 4:24, and put on the new self, which
is in the likeness of God and has been created in righteousness and holiness of the truth. See, when we read Ephesians chapter 4, verse 24, we see that when you become a new creation, you put on a new self, which is to be now in the likeness of God. Because when God made Adam, originally he was made in the image of God. It wasn't until Adam sinned by obeying his wife that he was no longer made in the image of God. So Jesus being the second Adam, paving a way for us, when we accept Jesus, when we pick up our crosses and we follow Jesus and him to the way that leads to the Father, praise God, we now are created through that righteousness and holiness that we find in the man that we now conform ourselves to be like, Jesus Christ. So Ephesians 4:24 once again says, and put on the new self. When you are in Christ, you are a new creation. The out with the old and in with the new. Amen. You no longer do those things that please the flesh, but you chase after the things that please the spirit. Hallelujah. You put on your new self, which is in the likeness of God. You have been forgiven for your sin when you come to Christ, and you are now without sin, without stain, or without blemish, and now again created in the image of God. It's a beautiful thing to be born again. It's a beautiful thing to conform to the image of Christ. That's the way to the Father. Sanctification, holiness, and righteousness is evidence that you are on that highway of holiness that we read about in Isaiah. Amen. As a matter of fact, let's read Isaiah again just so we could reflect on it. Isaiah 35:8, that was. A highway will be there. This is prophesying about the way that Jesus was going to pay for us. The prophet Isaiah talks about it and describes it as a highway will be there, a roadway, and it will be called the highway of holiness. All those people that follow Jesus Christ are holy men and women of God. The unclean are not even allowed to travel on it. Even the prophets in the old days knew that. But it will be for him who walks that way, those who walk the way of righteousness. And fools will not wander on it. Not anybody could just walk in the ways of the Lord. Praise God. Now, in 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1, it says, therefore, having these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all defilement of flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. And people might be confused on why it says spirit also, and that's because there's many different spirits, my brothers and sisters. We have a spirit also. The spirit of the Holy Ghost merges with our spirit when we are pure and when we receive Christ. Amen. And that takes control. But we have our own spirits, and that's why we're egoistic and prideful sometimes. We are to cleanse even our original spirits. And we have to understand that unless we cleanse ourselves, we will not be able to receive anything holy. Amen. Once again, therefore, having these promises, you know, Isaiah promised, and so did God in many different scriptures, that he was going to make a way out for us. Jesus is that way out. He's the redemption plan. And in order to be on that path, you have to practice righteousness and holiness. That's how you conform to the image of the Son. And the Son says, if you to pick up your cross and follow me, he who doesn't is not worthy to be my disciple. Amen. So from all defilement of flesh and spirit, protecting holiness in the fear of God. You have to perfect holiness in the fear of God by cleaning up the defilement in your flesh and spirit. To be holy is to clean yourself, because we are dirty. And once we are cleansed,
we are not to fall short anymore of the grace of God. And that's why we just read, amen, in Hebrews chapter 12, verses 15, see to it that no one falls short of the grace of God, and that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble and defile many. We are to see to it now that we are new creations. That's why the Bible says to judge those in the church, because we have to keep the church pure now. The Bible says that bad company corrupts good character. The Bible says that a little bit of leaven could rise up and ruin the whole batch. Do you see it now? Is it making sense to you now? Why we do the things we do and how we're supposed to do the things we do. Once again, see to it that no one falls short of the grace of God. We all fall short, and that's why we are in need of a Savior, and that Savior is Jesus Christ. When you receive Jesus Christ, you are now a new creation, and without sin, without stain, without blemish, you are now as white as snow, and you are to keep your garments clean. Amen. For without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. Now let us continue. We read in 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verses 29, ascribe to the Lord the glory due to his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in holy array. You are to worship the Lord in a holy fashion. You are to bring him gifts. You are to bring him offerings. You are to do this cheerfully. That's just part of being holy. Following the Lord who put God first in everything. The Father's will over our will. He gets all of the, he's worthy. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due to his name. Give him the credit he deserves for sacrificing his one and only begotten son. For you ignorant, stubborn children can have a second chance in the name of Jesus Christ. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due to his name. Bring an offering. Bring the Lord a gift in the house of God. And come before him in his presence. Worship the Lord in a holy fashion, the Bible says. Even in the old days, they believed in worshiping the Lord with a holy fashion. That was something that was expected of them then and also now. Because God is the same today, yesterday, tomorrow, and forevermore. Now, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 15 says, but like the Holy One who called yourselves also in all your behavior. Now listen closely. But like the Holy One who called yourselves also in all your behavior. The one who called you today was holy. You are to be holy yourselves in everything you do. The one who called you to be saved was holy. In everything that he did. And you are to conform to his image. You are to follow his example as a disciple. That's part of being trained up by a master. A person should be able to look at a student and reflect his master. Hallelujah. Psalms 93:5. Your testimonies are fully confirmed. Holiness benefits your house, O Lord, forevermore. Holiness benefits the house of God. Without holiness, there's no benefits in the house of God. God is a holy God. In order for the church to prosper, there has to be holy men and women of God worshiping him in it. Hallelujah. Holiness is a powerful thing. Without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. Do you see it now? Psalms 96:9. Worship the Lord again in holy fashion. Tremble before him, all the earth. Psalms is saying everything that has breath, everything in the world. Worship the Lord in a holy fashion, for he's worthy. Exodus 15:11, who is like you among the gods, O Lord? Who is like you, majestic in holiness, awesome in praises, working wonders? We serve a holy God. Our holy God said to be holy, for your God is holy. We are to be holy again, for without which no man shall see the Lord. 1 Thessalonians 4:4, that each of you know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and honor. Wow. That each of us know, they pray that each of us would know how to control ourselves in these temporary clay jars of ours. That we would be able to know how to possess our own vessels in sanctification and honor for the Lord. We separate ourselves. We do not conform to the patterns of the world, to honor the way that was paid for us. The way of holiness and righteousness. Hallelujah. We sanctify ourselves to be saved. Hallelujah. So we are not stained on that day. So we are not overcame by the darkness. Those who walk in the light will not be overcame by the darkness. So we will not be overcame by a thief in the night, or like a thief in the night. We will not be overtaken because we are not in the dark. We are in the light and we see everything. So we could await the coming in confidence and in praise. And hallelujah, I was waiting for this day. Now, you know what I'm saying? That's the day he's going to take every disobedient, wicked person that's talked about in Deuteronomy out of the way forever and ever and ever. We could wait upon that day with confidence, because we would not be the one left in the field or the one that's overtaken like darkness or a thief in the night. Amen. 1 Samuel 2:2. There is no one holy like the Lord indeed. There is no one besides you, nor is there any rock like our God. There are so many people in the Old Testament that try to make these images and these graven images and statues, and they try to worship them and give them the glory like they deserve any credit, and they acted as though they were holy, and they had to be reminded that there is no one holy like our Lord. Indeed, there is no one besides you, nor is there any rock like our God. Amen. We must remember that our God is holy. Our God is a holy God, and there is nothing else that could save us but Jesus Christ because of our holy God. 1 Thessalonians 4:3, for this is the will of God, your sanctification, that is, that you abstain from sexual immorality. The will of God is for you to separate yourself from impurity, to sanctify yourself. We already read earlier in 1 Thessalonians 4:7, for God has not called us for the purpose of impurity, but in sanctification, because to sanctify yourself is to abstain from impurity, and which makes you holy. If you separate yourself from dirty things, you won't get dirty. You will stay clean. When you wear white shirts, you try not to mess up your shirt by putting a napkin when you go to the restaurant in your collar. Or you watch what you do because you know how easy it is to stain your shirt, right? In that very same fashion, you are to be careful of where you go or who you surround yourself with that can stain your garments. Amen. You need to protect yourself. The Bible says to protect your crown, lest someone snatch it from you. The Bible says bad company corrupts good character. I'm a believe God today over man. We see that we have to stay in the faith by practicing righteousness and living a godly life, by picking up the cross and following Jesus Christ.
There's no other way to the Father except through Jesus, and the way of Jesus is righteousness and holiness. Amen. Isaiah 35, 8, once again, a highway will be there, a roadway, and it will be called the highway of holiness. The way that Jesus paved is a holy way. The prophets referred to it as the highway of holiness. Are you on the highway to holiness or the highway to hell? That's what I want to ask you tonight. Are you on the highway to heaven or the highway to hell? Because the only way to heaven is holiness. For without which no man shall see the Lord. Now, we're going to read a couple more scriptures and then we're going to close this out. Because I think a lot of eyes has been opened tonight. And a lot of souls are being saved in this very hour in Jesus' name. Because truth is what sets you free. You know, a new car might make you happy and make you feel good for a while. But one thing about the Lord is that you could count on Him. You could trust that His promises are eternal. Amen. They won't let you down. There's nothing in that word that will come back void. Hallelujah. So, if you follow Jesus Christ and you live a holy life and you keep your garments clean, you are on the highway to holiness and you will enter the kingdom of God, and you can have confidence in that. You can sleep tonight knowing that if you don't wake up tomorrow, it's okay, because you know where you're going when that day comes. Amen. So let's read Romans 6:19. I am speaking in human terms because of the weakness of your flesh. For just as you presented your members as slaves to impurity and to lawlessness, resulting in further lawlessness, so now present your members as slaves to righteousness, resulting in sanctification. Praise God. Romans 6:19, once again, this is Paul speaking to the Romans. He told them, I am speaking in human terms because of the weakness of your flesh. For just as you presented yourselves as members and slaves to wickedness and all that nasty stuff you guys used to do before you came to Christ, how you had all that loyalty to Satan and all that dark stuff, and you did it with everything you had, right? And you became slaves to impurity and to lawlessness, resulting in further lawlessness. So now, being new creations, here's the confirmation for those that are still with us. Now that you're born again in a new creation, he's telling the Romans, present your members as slaves to righteousness, resulting in sanctification. Hallelujah. Look how God confirms the truth. When you have a man of God that reveals the truth of God, God makes sure to break it down to sawdust for the children. Amen. Zechariah 14:20, in that day there will be inscribed on the bells of the horses, holy to the Lord. And the cooking pots in the Lord's house will be like the bowls before the altar. Amen. Jeremiah 2:3. Israel was holy to the Lord, the first of his harvest. All who ate of it became guilty. Evil came upon them, declares the Lord. Wow. Psalms 47:8. God reigns over the nations. God sits on his holy throne. Ezekiel 36:23. I will vindicate the holiness of my great name, which has been profaned among the nations. People have profaned God's holiness, which you, his name is holy. To profane his name is to profane holiness. I will vindicate the holiness of my great name, which has been profaned among the nations, which you have profaned in their midst. Then the nations will know that I am the Lord, declares the Lord God, when I prove myself holy among you in their sight. That was prophecy right there
of Jesus being used by God to reconciliate the world unto himself and winning with holiness. Isaiah 6:3, and one called out to another and said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. Hallelujah. 2 Chronicles 20:21, when he had consulted with the people, he appointed those who sang to the Lord and those who praised him in holy fashion as they went out before the army and said, give thanks to the Lord, for his loving kindness is everlasting. Here we go with more confirmation to wrap it up. 2 Chronicles 20:21. When he had consulted with the people, he appointed those who sang to the Lord and those who praised him in holy attire as they went out before the army and said, give thanks to the Lord, for his loving kindness is everlasting. Confirmation that those who are picked, those who are appointed, are those who praise him in holy fashion. Hallelujah. That's the confirmation. God always ends his teachings through his apostles with confirmation after confirmation. When he had consulted with the people, he appointed or chose or picked those who sang to the Lord and those who praised him in a holy way, in a holy fashion. Those are the ones who are chosen. Those are the ones who are picked. Those are appointed children and sons of God. Hallelujah. Once again, show peace with all men and holiness, for without which no man shall see the Lord. You will not make it into the kingdom of God without holiness. When you become a new creation, you are no longer a sinner. You were made holy through the blood of Jesus Christ. And you are to honor what he did for you by abstaining from impurity. This is Truth Be Told, Church of the Living Christ, and here we swear to tell the truth and nothing but the truth, so help us God. Amen. I pray that someone could come to the knowledge of the truth of God tonight and receive forgiveness and his grace so that you don't have to fall short no more. That's a lie of the devil. We all fell short and we all was in need of a savior, but when you come to the feet of Christ and you was cleaned by the blood that he shed on the cross of Calvary, you are now a new creation without stain, without blemish, and you are to honor him with your body. The Bible says to offer your body a living and a holy sacrifice. Hallelujah. Oh, dear Heavenly Father God, we want to thank you for letting the word come forth this evening and blessing us with revelation after the revelation, confirmation after confirmation, and coin after coin for those who have been collecting, dear God. For we are stacking treasures in heaven, dear Lord, and we cherish and honor all Bible treasures. Thank you tonight for manifesting your knowledge and your wisdom and understanding on my tongue. In Jesus' name, we pray, amen. God bless you all. I will see you next week. Happy Sabbath.